Welcome to your daily devotional, October 10th, Forgetfulness of God, Isaiah chapter 57, in verse 11. And of whom have you been afraid or feared, that you have lied and not remembered me, nor taken it to your heart? Is it not because I have held my peace from of old that you do not fear me? Many people live their lives in fear. They are in fear of men, in fear of losing their jobs, fear of losing their money or assets, fear of illness, and fear of death. And of whom have you been afraid or feared? That you have lied seems an unusual phrase to find here in this verse. The gist of what the Lord is saying here through Isaiah is threefold. In one way, a lie of commission, and in two ways, a lie of omission. The children of Israel had trusted in Assyria too much, and some of the leaders were encouraging people to trust in Assyria and her false gods rather than Israel's true God. An individual can become self-deceived into believing or operating as if under the belief that God is not the only one who ought to be feared above all else. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28 reads, "And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The third aspect of this is failure to warn others, or downplaying the perfect holiness and judgment of God because of fear of men. "And not remembered me, nor taken it to your heart." How tragic it is to forget God, to omit him from your plans, and to fail to worship him. "Is it not because I have held my peace from of old that you do not fear me?" Since God had been so patient with his people, even though they had repeatedly gone astray, the children of Israel had become spiritually complacent. In fact, the opposite should have been happening. The people should have been repenting with the extra time God was giving them to set their hearts aright. How sad it is when folks begin to become spiritually lax because it seems as if things are going along smoothly in life. Perhaps this is why the Lord allows upheaval to come to call from time to time. Let us remember that our times are in God's hand. He is sovereign over all things, and it is to him alone that we must give account. Receive Christ. Repent today. For we know that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We find that in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 31. But it is a blessing to enjoy communion with him. God has held his peace that we might receive his peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.